Pipsqueak, or simply Pip to his friends, had to admit something. He had hated the move from Trottingham to Ponyville. Leaving behind all his friends and everything he knew had been rough. But the welcoming attitude of every pony in town here had helped lessen the sting. During the time his family had been moving their things from Trottingham, there had apparently been this big bad dragon thingy that had tried to take over Ponyville, but was defeated before his family had arrived. Too bad. Pip would have liked to have seen it. He bet it was an exciting battle. But since his first nightmare night, his world had changed dramatically. The holiday hadn't been all that fun, at first. Coming face to face with Nightmare Moon herself had been frightening, especially since she'd seemed determined to make a meal of him. But then, getting to know the real Princess Luna and finally realizing that she was just playing around had turned things around completely. Pip had been so thrilled, he had declared her his favourite princess. Princess Luna had responded by kissing him on the forehead when no one was looking. His new friends thought he was a little weird for liking the night more than the day, but he didn't mind. And wow, had life gotten better since then. The foals who used to bully him for his small size had suddenly stopped, looking shaken. He overheard something about them having nightmares. Pip himself couldn't complain. Since Nightmare Night, his dreams had been the most vivid and fantastic he could remember. He dreamed of Princess Luna playing with him in his dreamland practically every night, asking him if he'd like to be her knight when he grew up. Of course he accepted. Such exciting dreams, and all the nocturnal animals seemed to be extra nice to him. But today had been strange. He had seen a nice pink and yellow birdie greet him in his bedroom windowsill. But before it could sing a note, an owl swooped down and ate it. At 8 o'clock in the morning, and then when he had arrived at school to find it empty. Had they suspended school again? Yippee! A whole gaggle of yellow and pink birds landed on a tree near him, apparently to give him a concert. But the whole drove was suddenly driven off by a swarm of bats in the middle of the day. Pip did indeed find this a strange day. Pipsqueak, or simply Pip to his friends, had to admit something. He had hated the move from Trottingham to Ponyville. Leaving behind all his friends and everything he knew had been rough. But the welcoming attitude of every pony in town here had helped lessen the sting. During the time his family had been moving their things from Trottingham, there had apparently been this big bad dragon thingy that had tried to take over Ponyville, but was defeated before his family had arrived. Too bad. Pip would have liked to have seen it. He bet it was an exciting battle. But since his first nightmare night, his world had changed dramatically. The holiday hadn't been all that fun at first. Coming face to face with Nightmare Moon herself had been frightening, especially since she'd seemed determined to make a meal of him. But then, getting to know the real Princess Luna, and finally realizing she was just playing around, had turned things completely around. Pip had been so thrilled, he had declared her his favourite princess. Princess Luna had responded by kissing him on the forehead when no one was looking. His new friends thought it was a little weird for him liking the night more than the day, but he didn't mind. And wow, had life gotten better since then. The foals, who used to bully him for his small size, had suddenly stopped looking shaken. He overheard something about them having nightmares. Pip himself couldn't complain. Since Nightmare Night, his dreams had been the most vivid and fantastic he could remember. He dreamed of Princess Luna playing with him in his dreamland practically every night, asking him if he'd like to be her knight when he grew up. Of course he accepted. Such exciting dreams, and all the nocturnal animals